Hello, and welcome to this new episode of the new series of CubeCast podcast. I'm Chris Ball, and co-hosting with me is Austin Reed. Austin, how's it going?
Hi. Yeah. I don't have much to say. I really...
Zephyr Dingozo, if we pronounced your name wrong, sorry, but you should have included a guide because that's just ridiculous.
Oh god, how do I pronounce his last name? Benjamin Schneff.
You know that little Korean girl, the like 7-year-old?
Oh yeah.
Does anyone know her name?
Like, yeah, it's like, oh god, I'm gonna butcher this. It's like,
I know, found it.
Good, I didn't
now
have to say
it. Now we don't have
it.
To listen to you butcher the name.
She's getting like 42 second singles and like 47 Mina Freeze and stuff.
Who in the right mind teaches their, like, 8-year-old daughter to Megaminx in the first place?
I don't see how she got into it. But, like, also watching a video, she, like, knows PLL. It's like, how did you teach a 9-year-old Megaminx PLL?
Crazy. We should get her on the show. Megaminx is stupid.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah. Would you like to repeat that?
Megaminx is stupid. You what, mate?
And the other thing that happened was 51.02 Megaminx NAR single.
I'll refrain my comments.
British guy got like 52 or something.
Yeah, that was me. Well, like, they're really common over here in the UK. Like, everyone has proper ones.
Purple ones?
No.
What?
Proper ones.
Proper.
I'm still using a landline. It came with purple stickers. How could I resist?
You could buy purple stickers and a wit too.
Second round of UKO, all the scrambles had, for 2x2, had a bar.
All of them got his national record average. Yeah. I want to see him get a sub on average, because obviously that takes no effort at all.
Well, yeah. So.
I'm telling you, dude, that last solve makes me so angry.
Come on, I did better than you on that last solve.
Yeah, I know, that's what makes me so mad.
Chris Olsen, 2.02 world record, 2x2 average.
It's not even sub 2.
Come on, Chris, get it together. I'm actually technically the unofficial official world record holder for 2-blind. True story.
Good work, Austin.
Thank you.
It's cool to not care about 2x2. I get it.
Yeah, Austin, it's really cool.
The only good 2x2 around here is Row.
Oh, when you say here, you mean the Northeast.
Oh, you mean America? So, oh, okay.
No, I mean the Northeast. My North American record was on the same day as the 32 out of 37. I felt very inadequate.
He attempts almost 3 times as many cubes as you did.
To be fair, my time would have been 39 minutes, but I spent an extra 14 minutes reviewing.
And you still got one wrong, so.
Whoa!
I might be offended if I cared about multi. To be honest, it's my least favorite event. I would rather sit down and do feet for an hour than multi.
Like, straight away I wanted to get into blind solving because it seemed like the easiest national records to get.
Watching me do Pyraminx is one of the saddest things in the world.
For what is it?
A video of Noah solving Pyraminx and like this if you cry every time.
I am so out of touch with what the new cubes are these days. Like, I was still using a Mefford's 4x4 at Worlds.
As well as your NAR clock single, you used to have the NAR for feet.
Yeah, I don't know, I didn't really talk about that.
My official clock average is 109.
Was that your, like, the first 5 solves you've ever done?
I think they were the second 5 solves I'd ever done. I knew the method that people use, the, like, cross and then the other side, and then it's magically done.
No, do you know how a clock works?
I think so. Do the good clock solvers predict their whole solution sometimes?
No.
Who's that guy that got banned because of clock? He knows how to one luck an entire solve.
He also manages to get the same really easy scramble twice in 2 separate competitions. Completely legitimate.
Bring back the ice cube.
Oh my goodness. That was the first 2x2 I ever got. I thought it was so cool.
I actually have the Huan Yun. I gotta say, it's really nice. I have a review of it on my channel.
Shameless plug.
Well, I was just thinking if people wanted to see the review.
Yeah.
And they might be wondering, where could that review be?
Does anyone know anything about the Fangxi?
I know that Crazy Bad Cuber said it was good.
So it must be good.
But his opinion counts for so much, obviously.
He's touched a lot of cubes.
But he also has a lot of misaligned opinions, shall we say.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if he thinks it's really good, it can't be, like, horrible.
This is getting good.
Austin, you were saying you need a new 3x3, and I could definitely recommend one. The 54.6mm Lubix Zanshi. I mean, Fangxi.
These Chinese producers need to, like, make their names a bit different from each other.
Yeah.
I want to try the 4x4 out.
I don't. What? There's too many 4x4s that are all shit.
Or
I don't
a good one.
Buy one and find out it's another shit one.
The sad thing is that's probably, like, the most likely thing to happen.
4x4 is, like, the ultimate source of buyer's remorse.
We posted this video of him, like, doing blind while skiing, and that's, like, the new
viral video.
Didn't Felix do a cubing video while skiing once?
Yeah, but no one cares about Felix.
How many records did Felix hold?
And he has a world record in 7 different events.
Only because he got a really lucky 4-blind scramble.
4-blind. I still can't believe that.
So many people off. It was great.
So many people were happy when Daniel beat it. What was there? Like, you beat Felix, well done. It's like, yep.
Is there a specific place where you learned your EGLs from?
I learned kind of all over the place. Now, I guess if you want algorithms that are more unified, you could go to my website, which is...
If you don't want to learn the sucky algorithms, visit my website.
I learned Ortega, the 3x3 method.
Wow. Which...
What?
And then I learned Petrus from Lars Petrus's site, which was another good decision.
It was a first good decision.
In my defense, when I learned Ortega, I thought it was the best speed-solving method. Except for Waterman. The website I went to said there were two methods, Ortega and Waterman.
Okay, what are two different corners first methods different?
If you know like 10 different ways of solving the corners and 10 different ways of solving the edges, you know 100 methods?
For square one, if you do cube shape differently, does that count as two different methods?
Square one counts as one method because it's square one and it can go down.
Because like if you're trying to show an algorithm and you have people like 50 plus feet away from you, they can't see what you're talking about.
So they're just like trying to turn their back to the audience while holding the cube above their head.
Were you there for Mackey's?
He gave a scramble, and he's like, does anyone need the scramble again? And like 50 people raised their hands. He'd give a scramble again. Does anyone need the scramble again? And then like 30 people would raise their hand. It was just...
It was bad.
Think about someone like Aaron Putty Matthew. I think he quit because he didn't get to compete enough, and competitions were so disappointing for him.
He quit because of Guild Wars and other stuff.
Someone recently told me that he had like the worst memo method possible.
His memo was literally just walking into a room, saying something, then leaving.
How old is Cube Novice? Because, like, until you just brought that up, I thought Cube Novice was, like, 12.
I'd say he's more than 30.
Oh, you were a little bit off, Chris, weren't you?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
Bill Wang, do you know what happened to him? I remember one time he just started yelling at me for no reason. It was really funny. I have no idea why.
I hope he doesn't, like, listen to this, but, like, he's young, but, man, he was a hyper kid. He was just like, Chris, I'm gonna beat you in 2x2. Chris, you suck at 2x2. Chris. And I was like, shut up.
You can still have the United States record, Chris. It's okay. He's Canadian.
I'm disappointed he stopped doing the weekly comps, because the guy who does it now isn't very good. Did you see the holiday competition? The clock scrambles had just been copied as just like a lump of text, and you couldn't work out which was which.
I'm just gonna be really honest here and make a confession. I just realized like 30 seconds ago that Speff referred to Ville, and I had no idea before that.
Yeah, you're gonna be really confused at Cambridge, huh? Apparently I look like Speff, so everyone calls me Speff.
It's the hair.
It is the hair.
In China, a lot of people go by their online, like, usernames.
No one really does that. Except Joey.
And Ollie.
And Tom, actually.
If anyone tried to call me by my online name, I would punch them.
I know what I'm doing at once.
The delegate that I had, I bugged the crap out of him with the stupidest questions you could ask. One of them was, if I place, do I have to give a speech?
If this delegate's listening in, do you want to send in the questions and we'll put them in the front?
Anthony and I were practicing team blind. He had the blindfold on him, which says Eric Lineback. And I'm literally right beside him. This group, I think there's like 5 or 6 young cubers. They walk straight up to Anthony and then they're like, are you Eric Lineback? They realize like, oh wait, no, like, aren't you like Anthony Brooks? And then they got so disappointed, like, oh man, like that's not cool. You shouldn't be like tricking people like that. Like, they just started talking to each other and they're like, oh yeah, like, he's like so cool. I want to meet him. I'm just like bawling my eyes out. I was laughing so hard. And like they didn't even cue into the fact that this one guy is just laughing really hard beside them. And then they eventually just walked away. I didn't even say anything. It was just
so terrible.
If one of them is listening to this, I'd like to give you a shout out because that was me.
Finals at Worlds. We have to like say that your entrance is probably the best.
I had a blast, honestly. If I could relive one point in my life, that could be it. Being able to go up there, and I remember Ro and Anthony were way up in the balcony, like, screaming my name. Ro was probably drunk already. When I sat down, everyone thought I was taking a selfie. I don't know why. I took a picture and a video of the crowd, but my hand was shaking so much because when I sat down, I was so nervous that, like, the entire video is just shaky.
Because I play a lot of Ultimate Frisbee, so I thought, ooh, if I broke my wrist, that would suck. Because I played the day before I left for Nationals. So I was like, why don't I just tell everybody I broke my wrist? You guys, like, all freaked out.
I was so happy. I was like, I could actually win Nationals. And then you showed up to the tournament. And I was like, are you serious? Where's your cast?
I've never been to a competition in Indiana. So it was a lot of people I didn't know. And I walk in the room, and I can hear all these people whispering, like, dude, it's Chris Olsen.
Shameless self-promotion here.
Kind of weird, like, awkwardly hear people whispering your name.
You want to know my reaction when I saw you walk into the Nationals room without a cast on?
It's probably like, F you, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you guys spread it, but Anthony came up to me, and he's like, dude, I heard about your wrist. That sucks. And I was like, my wrist is broken.
All that happened is we were in the lobby. It was before I went into the comp room, and just people were like, oh, Austin, do you hear Chris broke his wrist? I'm like, seriously? And they're like, yeah. And so I was like, I was so happy, and I was like skipping around everywhere. And I was telling everyone, and then you walked in and made me sad.
I'm a dream crusher. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are.
While we're on the subject of worlds, I've heard something about sumo wrestling.
There's this perfect, like, ring on the ground. Like, this just big ring in front of the hotel. We all convinced Roe and Mike Koch. I'm pretty sure Mike won, but Roe put up a good fight. I went up against Felix, which took some convincing. He didn't really want to. I actually wanted to cry after. When I got him out in the second round, like, he fell pretty hard. And I was, like, so paranoid that, like, I just broke his wrist and ended his career. Now the whole community is going to hate me. They're going to think I have, like, a vengeance against
Felix. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He won anyway, so it's not, like, a big difference.
But somebody has the entire thing on video.
Okay, so whoever has that video, send us a link. You did the Guinness World Record attempt for most cubes solved in 24 hours.
The last six-hour stretch, I started, like, actually hallucinating and, like, tripping out, being like, what is this puzzle in my hand? Like, I started seeing, like, the Rubik's Cube as, like, a building, and I was, like, constructing a build. Like, I don't know. I was actually just going insane. When I was at, like, 4,700, I was so close to throwing up, and I thought that would have been so bad on film. Like, this guy breaks the Guinness World Record and then pukes. I passed Milan's record by exactly 1,000 with 3 minutes left. I'm just racing through the last few cubes. I have 20 seconds left to do the 5,800th cube. I get to PLL with 10 seconds left, and then, like, there's a huge crowd there, and they started counting down, like, 10, 9, 8. I actually don't know what happened. I've never messed up a G-perm so badly, and there was about 5 seconds left, and I had to resolve two of the F2L pairs, then do OLL PLL. I finished with, like, 0.6 left. I would never be able to live it down if I completely messed up that solve and ended at 5799.
That should be really fun.
And also, you're over 21, so you kind of added advantage that you can go gamble.
And do other stuff as well.
Yeah.
Wow, that just got awkward. Really fast.
I could phone him on the show if I have his number.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, I don't have any interesting numbers to phone. Well, I do, but
yeah,
not appropriate ones.
Our last thing is questions for hosts, which we have so many of because people really send in questions.
People love me.
Yeah, so for Austin, we have no questions.
And for Chris, we have one.
Where is John Johnson and the Puzzler?
Daniel Shepard. Why are you no sub 50 single?
Daniel, go away. This one is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how knowledgeable are you about cubing? What do we think Tom and Andrew are? I'd say Tom's like a 9.
Andrew, I'm sorry, but you're like a 4. Yeah, it was a 4x4 method, yeah.
From Austin Reed, what's the probability of Tyler Kerr not asking any questions on this episode?
Probably 0.
Why do you keep letting Jules beat you at major champs?
Because I can.
How much blind can a blind solver solve is a blind solver can solve blind?
You can't solve a blind.
Julia Connolly asks, are you and Julia dating?
Yeah, we're engaged.
How do you not suck at Mega?
You just solve it.
John Bracon asks, when is the next Minnesota comp?
John, I'm going to kill you for asking that.
How do you think Las Vegas strip clubs will compare to Bangkok?
I didn't go to any in Bangkok.
What axiom of set theory states that the Cartesian product of non-empty sets is non-empty?
Yes.
What would you have done with your time if you hadn't got into cubing?
I would have actually, like, studied for my degree.
Jerry asks, do you like cheese egg free on wide chicken distribution ripple?
Definitely no.
Yeah.
If you were going to cheat at a competition, how would you go about doing it?
You could bribe the delegate. But good luck if it's me.
How did you become a delegate?
When Ron messaged me and asked me whether I wanted to be a delegate.
Ansi asks, do you like potatoes?
Boop.
Okay. How do you feel about marathons?
Some people see life as a marathon, not a sprint. Well, I sprint marathons.
Out of your 5 iPads, 3 iPhones, and 1 Android device, which works best for timing cube solves?
Probably my iPhone, because...
Which one?
Did you say how long should it take to learn my last layer method?
In seconds.
What? In seconds? I took an estimate, so like 3 times 10 to the power of 7 seconds.
What is your favorite Korean pop song?
Gangnam Style.
That was the wrong answer.
That's the only Korean song I know.
You ever forget to memo pieces in blind, like corners?
Who was that?
Me.
Apparently it happened once. But it was a fast memo.
Alpu asks, which video would you recommend for Last Four Edges on 5x5?
Of course, Albert would ask this. Albert, your video helped me the most. I knew he was going to ask something stupid like that.
Questions from yourself. Which Cooper would you most like to meet in person and why?
Mike Huey.
He's, like, quite a nice guy on the forums as well.
Quite a nice guy.
Well, he is a nice guy.
He is. He's pretty nice.
Which Cubers do you enjoy hanging out with the most? This could be quite bad, depending on who's listening.
Why would you ask yourself, like, a controversial question?
Yeah. I don't know. Why did I not prepare any answers? I enjoy hanging out with all the UK Cubers. No, maybe not all of them.
What happened to your tooth? I've noticed it's chipped at competition.
You threw a phone at me while I was asleep. The worst part is, I rolled over, like, right as he tossed it. It was supposed to hit my back, but it hit me in the face.
B2, F2, D, as in Daniel. F-U-2-R, Daniel. F-2-U-R, Daniel Prime.
R Prime. Damn it. There should have been rotations after the first block. Oh, well. The rotations were X prime, then Y prime, so what you have to do is invert the second block. So actually, hold on.
You said DF, and then you started doing it, like, wait, that should probably rotate.
Wait, so did I say rotations after the first block?
No.
Oh, well, whatever. You can try another if you like.
No.
I felt like I was doing really well until you started hitting M2, and I was like, what are you doing?
Zed.
I almost didn't make the connection for Zed for a second. I was like, Zed. Oh, okay. Z, yes.
No, it's obviously Zed. Yeah, cross two pairs.
I got a success.
Yay.
I did something right.
That also means I did something right.
I had to guess on a couple of moves when I couldn't follow.
So it might not be that he did it correctly.
No, I definitely did it correctly.
He was going kind of fast.
That's the point of Team Blind. I wanted to beat Anthony Brooks and Eric Limebach's record. You guys haven't seen the video? Anthony's like, 12:08. Oh my god.
It's impersonation.
I know, right?
It was going so well.
Cut all this out.
Yeah, I'll, like, edit this out, don't worry.
Hello?
Hello.
What did you do?
I know what I did, but I'm so stupid, I don't want to talk about it.
What did you do?
Nothing, continuing on.
No, tell us.
I was just messing around with stuff, and I decided it'd be kind of funny if I were to just plug in my stack mats on my computer. Nothing can go wrong.
Except you just mic input.
And then as soon as I did that, you're like, Austin, why can't we hear you? What's that noise?
You didn't think that maybe it was because of your stack mat?
Yeah. Tim, cubing is really loud.
Sorry.
You're doing a podcast, man, seriously. Squon.